Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Take charge of your account management and energy consumption with the MyMTE app. Just download from the App Store, manage your account, improve your energy habits, and more. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936. Jennifer Sanchez joins us here this morning with Steered Straight and Steered Straight 2, Furniture and Thrift. We were just talking about, seems like there's something going on today. I just can't put my finger on it.
I know, right? Like, people got up early and they're waiting in these really long lines. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, something special going on at the schools, you know? I mean, they're being...
Oh, that's right, my kids. Yeah, I went to go send them to bed last night and they're looking at me like, Mom, we don't have school tomorrow. I'm like... Okay.
So, Election Day, big
yes,
day.
Yes, it is a big day. Yes.
So, you have obviously you spent some time in another state before being here in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
What is the process like versus here versus maybe in your other experience in voting?
Number one, you guys are friendlier.
Okay.
Hands down. Oh my gosh. So I early voted last week and you come right. Oh, come on in. How are you doing, hon? Go right over here. So you guys are, well, just super friendly. So that's one of our big perks of Tennessee and just the Southern in general. Because Illinois, no. No,
not so much.
Not so much there. So friendliness, hands down. Speed, holy cow, in and out really quickly. I pretty much always early vote because I just remember doing it when I was younger. Going on Tuesday morning and waiting in lines, and I thought, goodness. And so I was so happy when the whole like early voting thing like really kicked in and we could really start doing that. So as soon as that happened in my life, I was like, nope, I'm early voting because waiting in line. Yeah. They're fine. I mean, but I'd say you guys for sure are friendlier.
Well, I know that we will have the results at about 9 to 10 o'clock, maybe 10:30 at the latest. So.
Oh, I don't think so. I think it's going to be tomorrow morning.
Well, no, for Rutherford County and for Tennessee, we'll have our local results for sure.
I think we probably will have the real vote tonight, and then all of a sudden tomorrow morning, magically, something else might happen.
You just never know. You never know. But
yes.
They are pretty fast and efficient here in Rutherford County and around the state. So, well, you are here on behalf of Steered Straight and Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift. Mm-hmm. You're the store manager and let's see. Well, first of all, I always like to give you the opportunity to tell us about Steered Straight and the ministry that's supported by the thrift store.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. So that's with Michael and Darla DeLeon, a husband and wife team, and they've been married a long, long time now. And they've been doing this ministry, oh my gosh, 18, 19 years. I think we might be going on 19 years now. Holy cats. So they've been doing this a very long time now, just going to the schools and talking to students about drug and alcoholism, suicide and bullying. And of course, they had to add into the mix vaping about a year and a half to 2 years ago. They had to add vaping in there just because of how bad that is and how young kids are vaping.
Yeah.
So it's his story in a nutshell. 11 years old, previous to that, parents got divorced, and then his life just kind of spiraled out of control. He had a couple uncles that were very abusive, so there was abuse in the family, and just life went out of control for him, and he was just searching, and I know there's a party that's eventually happening. I haven't heard the story in over a year, so I need to, like, hear his story again. But it was one of those, I think it was a basketball court type of thing. I think he was at a playground and an older, probably 17 to 18 year old came up and, hey, why are you so blue? What's up? Here, try the cigarette. Try the cigarette. Hey, come to this party. That's how it is. Okay, so then come to the party and then he drank some beer there and then eventually got into pot and stuff. So it was just one thing after another. There was abuse in his life younger, and it's just a very sad story.
Yeah.
But he had people that were like, Michael, can I help you? Especially in the schools. Like, he had teachers asking him, saying, hey, we see something's wrong. Your grades are failing. You're not showing up to class. Let's talk. So he had people trying to reach out to him. And he just kept saying, no, no, no. So definitely, like, one of his messages that he really nails in is, if you got something going on, talk to a teacher, talk to a counselor, talk to somebody who is safe, that's in your world. If you can't talk to your family members because they're not safe, talk to somebody who is safe. And he always really stresses the faculty and the staff that they're safe to talk to, because they really reached out to him. And even though he didn't talk to them, he really wants to try to push that for kids to talk to them.
You know, and there are so many, the statistics, I don't have them in front of me, but I know they're staggering. The number of you know, one parent homes, things of that nature, and you know, just the lack of some structure in those places. So, you know, teachers are really kind of a first line of defense there.
They are. Absolutely. Yeah. Applaud teachers. Holy cow. Yeah. I had great teachers in my school, and I've got, even my boys have got really good teachers here. So, I mean, I know I was dogging on Illinois earlier, but I mean, there were some good people. Like, yeah. I had really good teachers in my life. And yeah, so yes, applaud the teachers, that they're not just teaching. They're a therapist. They're somebody that you got to talk to, and you know, they care. So, which is awesome. So he really stresses that. And he'll also do like assemblies for teachers, and he'll do parent conferences. So he does so much more than just the students. He will go beyond and really try to educate the teachers what to look for, educate the parents what to look for. And he'll go to private to public. So he'll go to any school that says, yeah, come on in. Because just because you go to a public school or a private school, don't think things happen there. I went to private. I was private. Things happened. So, yeah. So he'll do both.
Well, and fast forward on his story, he went to jail, and in there kind of came up with this idea of Steered Straight from the TV show Scared Straight. Mm-hmm. And once out, he now almost 20 years now,
yes.
Steered Straight has been going strong, and I'm sure he's busy on the road. I know the holidays are coming up. Maybe a little bit of time to take at least a couple of days of a big deep breath around Christmas.
There is a little bit in there. Like, there's probably a good, not a full-on week, because he'll still go to jails too.
Yeah,
and he does ministry with them also. So it's still busy, but he'll definitely have, like, this is the time I'll see him around Christmas time, like a day here, a day there. So I'll see him around Christmas, and then I'll see him again around July. So this is the timing that he'll come strolling on in. Hey, how y'all doing? So we're in communication with each other when he needs to reach out, or I need to reach out to him. But I actually physically get to see him around Christmas and around July.
Yeah, he's on the road doing his thing.
He
and the thrift store, and that kind of that was created to help promote and also to raise funds for the ministry. So I know we're done with Halloween. There's another holiday than Christmas, right? Or are we done with Halloween?
No. Thanksgiving. Yeah. I still have Thanksgiving decorations and fall decorations. I still have those.
It's that in between that always gets left out, isn't it?
And it's like the yummiest time too.
Yeah.
I don't know why it gets dogged on. I really want that big old blow up where the turkey is sitting on Santa and it says, it's not your time, fat man.
Yeah.
Like, I want that in my front yard.
I love that one. I saw that just the other day on Facebook, I think.
Yes. So I do have some fall decorations, those turkey platters. And so, yeah, I'm still thinking about the Thanksgiving that's still happening, that's still around the corner for all. And I do two of them. I have a Friendsgiving. So Friendsgiving is becoming a big thing. So a lot of my family is actually up north. I do have a few family here, but a lot of it's up north. So I do a Friendsgiving because I've made so many friends here. So that's always fun. We kind of make a difference. It's soup, it's potatoes, it's comfort food. It's nice and yummy.
Oh, yeah.
So there's still something in between there. So if you ever do a Friendsgiving, that's a lot of fun. And then there's a Thanksgiving. So
Friendsgiving. I learned something new there. So I will ask, I know that you're not fond of Santa being let out before Thanksgiving, but I'm sure you have a few things around.
Not a few. Oh, you have a lot. We have a lot. He is out. So even though I personally will take it one at a time for holidays, my store, and obviously the Academy and how people shop, my store is ready. So we actually already, the boutique has already transformed into Christmas. So I've got a bunch of Christmas stuff. I got your ugly Christmas sweater. I've got your decorations. I've got your ornaments. I got your lights. I got it. So the boutique has been transformed to Christmas. Right now, as we're speaking, we're actually cleaning up Halloween, and we're going to pack up Halloween and actually send that off to another ministry, because we do try our very best to not throw things away. If we are done and it didn't sell or we can't use it, we actually pass it on to another ministry. So we're packing that up right now. And then I would say by Wednesday, Thursday for sure, that room will be all of Christmas. So we're going to have two full rooms of all Christmas, all the Christmas sweaters, decor, fun stuff. We've actually had Christmas trees already out. They've already been bought and sold, so now I got to get more down.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I know, right? So I got to get more Christmas trees down, which we're working on. So yes, by the end of this weekend for sure, it's gonna look like Christmas threw up in my store.
Literally. Well, that's good.
Yes, it will. So
do you have to store that stuff for a year when you get
do.
It in?
Yeah. So we, thank goodness, our back warehouse area has like a nice little attic area.
Ah.
So we just keep piling it up and stacking it. So yeah, we do. We have a spot for it.
So just if you only see like one out, you know that there are more in the back, probably trees.
We do. So we've probably already taken out like 20 of them. So we've got more. Wow. Oh my gosh. So yeah, they're kind of buried. So as we're digging out the rest of the Christmas stuff, we'll start seeing them, start pulling them down. We'll put them in our furniture area and get that going. So yeah.
Okay. Good stuff. So Christmas is there. Anything else you want to tell us about here?
Yeah, absolutely. So all my lamps are 15% off this week. And then my furniture is 15 to 25% off. Look for those yellow and blue dots. So all my furniture is on sale. Obviously, Christmas is out. For Thanksgiving, we will be closed for that Thursday Thanksgiving plus Friday. So I give Friday back as kind of a gift to my team to say, hey, go shopping, go do have stuff with your own friends. So I'll have signs up so that Thursday and Friday we will be closed, but we will open up for Shop Small Saturday.
All
we
right.
will be right open for you guys.
Yeah, that, you know, Black Friday, you're wanting to go out and do things like that. I mean, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, we've closed down the last two Friday, the last couple of years on a Friday, and I just want to keep that going because it's nice. Like, it's, you only get one day off. I'm like, no, we're surviving. Like, we can survive being closed on a Friday. So we're doing well.
And I hear that Saturday is really popular as well.
It is. And we will have deals that Saturday for Shop Small. Typical stuff that doesn't go on sale, like my media. I typically don't put my media on sale. I'm going to have... I know I'm going to do fill a bag of books that Saturday. I know I'm going to do a sale on my media and just a few other things. I'm starting to make my list. I'm starting to think about my Shop Small, actually the weekend, because we'll be open Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
So for that weekend, we'll definitely have some deals going on. And for any Harley Davidson lovers out there, that is our next theme coming up. So by this weekend, we're going to have a Harley Davidson theme up front.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So That'll we've been be collecting nice. That for a while, too. So we love collecting our themes, and that's our next theme coming up.
Well, you need to get over to Steered Straight to Furniture and Thrift on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Well, we'll see you soon.
Yes, thank you so much.
I think it will be jingle bell time when you come
back.
We
will. I'll wear my bells. Okay. I'll be ready. I'll be Christmas time. I'll be Christmas ready.
That sounds good. Jennifer Sanchez joining us with Steered Straight and Steered Straight to Furniture and Thrift. And that is it for our show today. A reminder that the podcast of this show will be up shortly at WGNSradio.com under podcast and Rutherford Issues. And another reminder, get out and vote. If you did not take part in early voting, today is your day. Vote centers are open until 7 o'clock. You can vote at any of the vote centers across Rutherford County. We'll see you tonight at 7 for the coverage.